Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 12th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm Fiona Elizabeth Cormack, I'm 31, I'm from Cheshire.
And how are you doing today?
It's good. A little bit excited, a little bit apprehensive, but yeah, good.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I think it was through a newsletter, sign up to the Architects Journal. So they just send an email to me every day with their news reports on. And I signed up for your newsletter, and then sneakily with your newsletter you put in, do you want to subscribe to put your name down, register? And I thought, oh, I'll just put my email address in there. I did. And had no idea, just never thought I'd get the email back, complete surprise. Didn't really have any idea of what to do, or just, okay, let's have a go at this.
And what was it that actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
That I've followed Anthony Gormley's work, and I like it. It's inspiring, and it resonates with something. I'm an architect, so I'm interested in the built environment and public artwork, and just getting involved. And I didn't think of the scale of being in central London. I'm still a bit in awe of that, a national project. But you know, there is an artist in me, being an architect, so just to be involved, yeah.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
Part of me wanted to say, oh no, I can't accept that. That's for other people to do. People that have got a cause that they want to promote. And the other part of me that obviously accepted that I can do that. And why shouldn't I be there representing me and people like me, not so extrovert? Yeah, it'll be fun. It's something different, an adventure. Yeah.
So can I ask you what you're actually doing today on the plinth?
I'm going to be quite low-key, I think, compared to everybody else. I'm going to be taking it out to do what I enjoy, which I don't get a lot of time to do, you know, working full-time and these busy lives we have. I'm going to be taking some photos to record my hour, and sketching. And having spoken to lots of different people over the last few weeks, and sort of my impression as well, I thought, oh, there's a guy up there and he's going to be writing, he's a journalist, how important. And I thought, actually, drawing is as important. And I've been on the Big Draw website, and they're really promoting how we should take more time to draw. It's just as important as our literary skills.
Okay.
So it's going to be good for me to have that time.
Great.
Yeah.
And is drawing something that you have done always vocationally?
Yes. I think it's the way I express myself, the way I relax, a bit of therapy. Since a child, I was always given the colouring crayons and scrap paper, took that everywhere with me. That was quite a feeling, just get on, do some drawing, and then I have to draw for my job, and I think it is one of the ways that I really relax and get to know myself better, I suppose. Yeah, it's fun.
And what do you normally use as your subject matter?
I suppose over the years, really been into my life drawing, so there's lots of people around, and recording and sketching through details for buildings, architectural details. I need to be on that, studying things and taking a photo of a detail. Yeah, you've got it there, you can look back at it and show your colleagues, but when you're sketching something, it's using a particular part of your brain that you're analysing in a different way and working through, and then you've got it as a record, you can make some notes and refer back to it. It's much more emotional and interesting and detailed than just taking a photo. Yeah.
And are you a photographer as well?
Oh no, I've got a digital camera which I love, but and I like taking different shots. Architects, we love taking like fancy photos of buildings and thinking we're photographers, and fancy photos of our own buildings. But we all like to think we're photographers now, we've got digital cameras. We just have hundreds of files on our computers and think, oh yeah, great shot. It is really good fun and accessible. Yeah. Yes.
So can I ask you a little bit about yourself? You said that you're an architect.
Yes.
How did you get into that? What does it mean to you?
Got into it with very interested in art and sculpture as a teenager, and thought about being an artist, full-time artist, sculptor, going into that line, but wanted to create things which were more functional. And I think that's my mother's influence of being creative and fantasy, and then my father's influence, he's a builder. So wanting to understand how things are put together. So it is the marriage between art and science, as architecture is. And the working in the building industry is difficult sometimes as a female, but on the whole, brilliant, great guys to work with and get things constructed and functional things. And yeah, it's exciting and it's a good day's work when you get something built. Simply put in a very small way.
And is it a very male orientated world?
Yes, yeah. I'm very fortunate at the moment. I'm designing and working on educational projects. So I see that I've got one of my skills and things that I can bring to the project is talking to the client, teachers, primary school teachers, predominantly female. So we get a really good client relationship there and looking at ideas. And as I always say, 50% of the population is female, so why shouldn't some males design where we're all going to work and live? Because we get females use buildings, so we should be on the team to design them.
And why do you think that is the case?
That
there are so many men?
I think the little bits I read about it and pick up, and I do admit sometimes this female part, the female brain, the little bit of science that I read is can be better at communication, in verbal communication, and we think we experience things in a different way, and sometimes can't. I know my brain, I think about 3D space engineering in a more male way, but I'm still female. It's just the way your brain make up, what you're interested in. It's the science bit, I suppose, what you're passionate about. Yeah.
So has it affected the way you kind of see the world?
Yeah, I see it in quite a rational, practical way. And I'm always looking at buildings, going on holiday, always looking at taking photos of different buildings. And I suppose I can be quite demanding and tough sometimes because you have to be on site. I don't get many moments when I can be a bit softer and girly and a bit dizzy sometimes.
And can I just ask a little bit about yourself, where you come from, where you grew up?
I think I was chatting with friends and family, and I should be here representing things that I haven't put on my little bit on the internet. I'm from Cheshire, Northerner. I think it's important that you've got a regional aspect to this. Representing redheads, got my red hair, we're an endangered species. true redheads with our fiery temper. And you know, I'm not going up there to promote things, but I'm a lifelong vegetarian. My parents are vegetarian, got a brother and sister who've never eaten meat. I don't drink alcohol, that's me. I've never drunk alcohol. Cleaving, exercise, and if you want to know about me, that's how I live, which is important. It's the important parts that make up me. Yeah.
So you don't drink alcohol, you're vegetarian.
Yeah.
How do you find it difficult kind of mixing in a world that is so kind of alcohol related?
It gets easier every year. I think people are much more aware of it and want to live a healthier lifestyle, and it's not so odd. And I think I get more comfortable with it every year, that I don't have to, I would never compromise, but I don't have to feel awkward when everybody thinks having a good time is going out drinking. I'm at that age, I think, now where I've done the student stuff, I've got through all that, and I can be me. That's what I just, every year that goes, I've just had my birthday a couple of weeks ago, and it has been that time of year when I've been thinking, yeah, another year. And the older you get, the more eccentric you can get and just be you.
And what, so do you actually have a decision, or were you born into a vegetarian family?
Born into a vegetarian family. Brilliant parents explaining that there would be no meat in the household, can't bring meat into the kitchen, and explaining very well by not just sitting us down and talking about it, but by example, that they live happily and healthily, explaining that we don't eat meat, there's no reason to cause harm to the environment and other animals, because it's a very, if I want to promote a cause, being vegetarian or vegan is one of the most sustainable ways to live now. So you can do your part every single day for global warming and the environment. It's a very ethical way to live, I think. So it wasn't a choice at first, but by the time I knew my friends were eating different things, I didn't want to be eating those different things, because that's not what we do.
Yeah. And do you find that most of your friends are vegetarian or not?
There's a mix, really. A mix. What's been brilliant about this project is I've got different friends, from colleagues, family friends, and this has been a real cross friend. You have groups of friends, you think, oh, they won't mix, and you go out for a night with one lot somewhere else with another, and this has been a real cross friendship group activity. Everybody's been really interested. People that I thought weren't into arts and things have been like, oh yeah, we're going to be checking you out on the internet and supporting.
Yeah.
So that's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can talk about it with everybody.
Mm. And can I ask a little bit about your interests?
Interests? Oh, well, what am I working on at the moment? I sort of go through phases of things. Passionate about the gym at the moment, because it's quite a mental thing at work, so going to the gym and just switching off. And I suppose I'm looking forward to having an hour's drawing to get back into a bit of drawing. Those things, yeah, reignite a bit of that.
And just to go back to your hour on the plinth, are you looking to engage with the public, or do you kind of quite an isolated hour for you?
I think I do see it, I don't know what's going to happen, but as an isolated hour, because I'm not a performer. I haven't planned to throw anything. Oh, there's been such pressure reading all those internet. I've been logging in each day, seeing what people done, and everybody's saying, what do you do? What are you going to do? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm not really a performer, so I'm going to be quite happy and enjoy myself to just do a bit of sketching, take some photos, and seeing Trafalgar Square in a different way. And it's not just the hour. I think it's been the run-up to it, all my family and friends' support, and the funny reactions you have from different people. It's like, oh my God, you're not doing that, are you? That's crazy. Or, do it, it's brilliant. And what conversations will come out of it, what adventures will come out of it in the next few weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's, he's done a good one, this Anthony Gormley. It's not just an hour. It's really going to filter out into loads of different things. It is mind-blowing. Yeah.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
Yes. Sister's here, because I'm staying in her flats. Mum and Dad, because they're a great support, and it's really lovely to be able to spend a bit of time with them. And my brother couldn't make it, but he's lent us his car to come down here, which is superb of him to just say, take the car, because my sister's car broke down. So he'll be watching on the internet. That's great.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
It reminds me, and we've had conversations, of this Big Brother, and that's not something I like. I'm not into that, and I always think, oh, what the hell are they doing? But it's just now, it's just me. I'll try not to do anything embarrassing. And I see it's one of the things, like, we're all into digital cameras. It's part of how we do things now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a necessary evil.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
To enjoy it, and I think to make myself do this, not make myself do it, but just to have the courage to do it, and I'll have the confidence and courage to do other things this year, or, you know, it's a bit of history making. Yeah. I did that. And to be part of this Anthony Gormley work is a great privilege. So an artist I respect, his philosophy to things, and there's that kudos of only being one of 2,400. So yeah, it's a bit special. Yeah.
And have you been following the project so far?
Yes, I've been. I didn't think I'd be too interested at first, but then we've been logging in at work each day. Oh, who's up next? Oh, that looks interesting. And the bit I'm concerned about, I didn't realise, was having the microphone on. So I'm going to keep quiet, I think. Try not to say anything too silly.
And what do you think of its progress so far?
I suppose it's inevitable, the way people are using it to promote their cause, their charity events, raising money for charity, which are, I think, are all great, brilliant things. I don't want to do people down, but there has to be it doesn't have to be a balance, but I suppose I'm there is to create a bit of a balance, to show different types of people, and why shouldn't I have my hour to just, because it won't just affect me, it's been affecting my small circle of society. So
right. And what do you think this project has brought to the city?
Promoting London. London is just great. I'm only ever a tourist here, but it's great putting London on the map. And disbanding that image of, we drove past Westminster and down through town that way in the taxi this afternoon. And I saw, you know, all the men on these statues looking really hard and harsh. So it was showing a more human side, a fun side. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's everything.
Thank you.